Nirvana Day. February 15th is Nirvana Day. On this day, Gautama Buddha, lying between two sala trees and surrounded by many followers and friends, passed on. His final words to those gathered around him were, "After I am gone, the teachings will be your guide. Be true to yourself. Those who practice my teachings and live the teachings are always by me, close to me. But even though one is beside me, if he does not practice the teaching, he is not near me. All things and all lives are constantly changing, passing from one state to another. All are subject to this universal law of change. I am no exception. My final day is here. Since all things change, it does not make any difference if my physical body passes away. This body is not the Buddha. Enlightenment is the Buddha. Do not concern yourselves with my passing away, but concern yourselves with your own enlightenment. We are all one in enlightenment. Make yourselves your own light." Those were the last words he spoke. On February 15th, all Buddhists throughout the world have a memorial service. We rededicate ourselves to follow his footsteps and attain enlightenment. The phrase "to transcend birth and death" often appears in Buddhist scriptures. This means that life and death are different phases of the same process. A continuous birth of life takes place, and at the same time, a continuous dying. Living and dying are the same thing. It is the same life, just different phases of the same existence. Just as a flower blooms and scatters seeds in the same process of life. Budding is not the beginning, and flowering the end. The end is the beginning. The beginning is the end. However, we are so attached to the sadness of separation that we feel birth is fine and death is bad. In the last analysis, we should not be surprised or afraid of death. The Buddha said, "Sickness and death are unavoidable in life because we are one with nature. The continuous changing of things is natural. Why do we think that death is only a sad event? Death is not something to fear. As we are courageous in living and creating, so we should be about death. Transcending life and death is not to become disinterested in or detached from life. Everything has meaning and fulfillment. We should always be ready to die, able to say, 'Thank you for everything,' and quietly, naturally, and peacefully say goodbye. Even at the last moment of life, this undisturbed mind is a beautiful thing." I think this was the Buddha's last teaching. We should learn and have this understanding and attitude in all things in our everyday lives.